Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Did you know that 85% of women are wearing the wrong size bra? I was one of them until yesterday when I took the advice of today's guest, Janae Luciani, author of the bra book, and went to a lingerie store and got fitted for a bra, and I was shocked to learn that I had both the wrong cup and the band size. Now I'm wearing the right bra, and let me tell you, I feel great. Style expert Janae Luciani is a trusted source in the fashion, beauty, and lifestyle industries and a strong presence in television, print, and web media with hundreds of bylines and production credits to her name. As a recognized expert and authority in the field for more than a decade, she can be seen regularly on television news outlets nationwide, including NBC4 and Fox 5 News in New York City, and has been quoted in Cosmopolitan, NBC's iVillage.com, and the Chicago Sun-Times, to name just a few. Nationally, she has appeared on Fox News Channel, the Style Network, the Discovery Channel, Cosmo Radio on Sirius Satellite, and the syndicated morning shows The Daily Buzz and Better TV. Luciani is also a contributing writer and editor to several reputable publications, including iVillage.com, PinkMemo.com, The Wag Magazine, and her own popular blog, BeautyAndHerBurbs.com, commonly referred to as the Bra Angel. Sorry, let me start that over because my computer I'll let it all this out. Commonly referred to as the Bra Angel, the journalist is frequently called on for her bra and style advice by radio, TV, print, and web outlets across the country due to the 2009 release of her best-selling book, The Bra Book, The Fashion Formula to Finding the Perfect Bra. She's a sought-after public speaker and is frequently invited to retailers like Bloomingdale's, Neiman Marcus, and Lord & Taylor for personal appearances at fashion events. Janae, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
I'm so glad to have you here. You know, Janae, honestly, your book, it changed my life. I read a lot of books. And,
that's so
good
to hear.
And it changed my life in like 20 minutes. You know?
It's amazing. I know, it's an easy read, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, that part too. But I mean, I went to the bra store and I want to give them credit. They're very nice, Andover, Massachusetts, and it was at Night and Day. And a wonderful woman named Laura is the store manager, and I showed her your book. And by the way, she wants to carry your book in her store.
That would be amazing.
Yes. And they have gorgeous, gorgeous lingerie and all types of bras and everything. And, yeah, she measured me, and I was a cup size bigger and a band size smaller, and I walked out of there so happy and comfortable. I couldn't believe it. In your foreword to your fabulous book, The Bra Book, The Fashion Formula to Finding the Perfect Bra, supermodel Beverly Johnson writes, quote, "Whether you are big or small busted, this book will educate you not only about bras and breasts, but how to feel good about what God has given you and how to be forever at peace with your breasts." Now, Janae, in your book, you talk openly about not always being at peace with your breasts. And if you can share some of your experiences with us.
Oh, yes. You know, since I developed in puberty, I developed with something called tubular breast syndrome, which is actually quite common, but you don't hear a lot of women talk about it. And it's really that one breast is much larger or much smaller than the other and has sort of a tubular-like shape to it, hence the name. Mm-hmm. And it's really more of a deformity than anything else. It doesn't actually affect any function of the breasts. But, you know, as a teenager, it was really a difficult thing to go through, especially, you know, not looking right in my clothes and even, you know, wearing a swimsuit in front of my friends, you know, having such a big difference between the two breasts, you know, I felt ashamed of it. And, you know, when I was 21 years old, I did have a reconstruction surgery to correct the problem. And then I had some problems with the implants. So I went back again in 2006 and had another surgery. So it's been just kind of this ongoing saga throughout my life. And, you know, I share my whole story. And it's, you know, finally after, you know, 15 years, 20 years of feeling a certain way of just finally being at peace with my breasts and my body. And I just know so many women have, you know, body image issues related to their breasts, and I just felt like I really wanted to share my story to help other women and young girls out there.
You know, you wrote that you kept it a secret from your friends and family for a long time.
Yeah, I did. You know, I was just, I would look in the mirror and I would say, what's wrong with, you know, me? Why did I turn out this way? And you know, my friends had all kind of, you know, developed and some had large breasts and some didn't, but they all seemed like very, you know, happy with the way that they looked in that sense. And I just really thought, you know, what's wrong with me? And so I would buy the Victoria's Secret Miracle Bra, which at the time was a great innovation. And I could remove the padding in the side with the larger breast and leave it in the other side. So at least in my clothing, I would look semi-normal. And, you know, with boys and starting to date and that being such a big part of your life at the time, I just, you know, wouldn't take off my shirt with them. You know, getting intimate with boys was really difficult. And I just really felt so different from everyone else that it really began to rule my life. I remember after gym class, I wouldn't change with the other girls in the locker room. I would actually, you know, be late to the next class just so they wouldn't have to see me. Wow. So it was really kind of a traumatic thing.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's so amazing that you've turned this into something so positive, and you're helping so many women. Like I said, I'm sitting here in my bra, and I love it. My husband came home last night. I was like, I'm wearing the right size bra. And he's like, that's great, honey. You know,
it's an amazing feeling how it can really change how you feel about yourself.
Yeah, it's true.
As a woman.
I love makeover shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, I don't know if you ever saw the one with Tim Gunn. He had a makeover
show.
Oh,
yeah, actually, I've met him. He's a really nice guy.
There was this scene where, you know, they not only go through your closet, but they go through your undergarments as well. And I remember
mm-hmm.
there was one woman very upset about that, but they said, look, your undergarments really make a huge difference in the way your clothes are going to fit.
It's really like the first step of most, you know, makeovers, I guess you could say. And on all those shows, they always address that because it's so important. And even, you know, as I'm out there interviewing designers and different things for the magazines that I work for, they always say to me once they, you know that I wrote the bra book, they say, you know, that is so important for our industry because, you know, we can spend, you know, thousands of dollars making these really expensive couture clothes, but they're not going to look good on anybody if they're not wearing the right undergarments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really important.
Yeah, I'm looking much better. You know, I want to
It's really all about how you feel, though, too,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, they feel much better.
And especially like you spoke of earlier, you know, going through, as women, we go through so many life changes, you know, having a baby, losing and gaining weight, going through menopause, just aging, all of these things will change your breasts.
Yes,
and so the first thing you really have to do is, you know, reevaluate what you're wearing.
Yes. And so your advice for women, obviously, going to the store, get measured, I think was huge for me because I had
mm-hmm.
no idea what I was looking for. And if you can talk about, you know, the different steps. I know you talked about in the book that you've got to get the band measured and you got to take
mm-hmm.
the cup size into consideration and, you know, things like
well,
that.
Well, the most important thing, you know, the book is really, it's written, you know, in a fun, lighthearted way, but it's also meant to be educational. So it's kind of like, you know, read it and get educated and then go out shopping. It's not meant to replace, you know, the bra shopping experience or the
yes.
fitters in the stores or anything like that. You know, there are so many different methods of fitting out there that's an issue for a lot of women, that they go to different stores and they get, you know, told that they're a different size. And so I kind of just present all of the different methods and I say what I think, you know, seems to work best. And then, you know, you can just go out and you can try it and just use the size as a guideline. So it's not like, you know, women walk around like I'm a 34D, so on and so forth. You know, that's really just a guideline because every brand and every manufacturer runs differently. They all use actual real women as their fit models. And so if you have a real person, they're not going to fit exactly into any size, yet they're modeling these brands off of this one person, which a lot of women, people don't realize. So that's why every brand runs so differently.
Yeah, I always try. Even if I'm getting the same brand,
mm-hmm.
I'll still try them on because I'm just
the styles. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And not every style is going to work for every woman. You know, I personally, I'm a 34F, and I'm, you know, a larger busted woman. I'm a 5'9", so you know, it fits my
mm-hmm.
frame. And I really needed a more full coverage type bra, and I really can't wear a demi bra without, you know, no matter what the cup size of it is, because I'm spilling out the top. So
yeah.
Every woman's breasts are so differently that you really just have to find the best styles for you and the best, you know, fit for you and the different bras that you like, you know, for your bra wardrobe. And talking about the size, there are two measurements. There's a band measurement, which is, you know, directly below your breasts around your rib cage. And there is a cup size measurement, which is around the fullest part of your bust. And those two measurements together determine your bra size. So one does not work independently of the other. You can't say, okay, I measured a 34D, so I can walk around and be a D cup in everything.
Oh.
It has to work in conjunction with the band size, and it's based on volume. So that's a hard thing for a lot of women to grasp. Mm-hmm. So whenever I do an interview where it's a televised thing and I show a 34D next to a 38D, and then they get it, like, oh, those are both D cups, but that one looks so small and that one looks so large. That's because one is a 34 and one is a 38. Really, it's a science, but it's not an exact science.
Yeah, you talk about that in the book. You have this great quote. There's a lot more to the ABCs of bras than just figuring out the cup size and system. With more than 40 separate components, a bra has enough engineering to make NASA envious. I thought that was really cute. Yeah, the book is really fun. But it's so, there's so much great information, too. So
yeah,
like
that's
you
what
enjoy
it is.
Reading it, exactly.
Yeah, with the illustrations and everything.
Yeah.
I
love
that, like a textbook, you know.
Yeah. And it's funny that you mentioned a demi bra, because those are my favorite. And there's so many interesting types of bras in there. And you talk about, there's a staple of seven that you should have. And if you can tell us about those.
Well, I always say that it's good to have a rotation of seven bras, because that way you have one for every day of the week. Because it's really not ideal to wear the same bra every single day. So that's the thing. A lot of what you have, so many of us out there are like, oh, I love this bra. I'm going to wear it every day. But you're actually contributing to the wear of your bra, the wear and tear, by doing that, because the sweat and the oils in our skins really break down the elasticity in the material. So it's really important to try to wash your bra between wearings. And I know that, we're all busy women. We don't have time to be doing laundry every day. So if you have enough bras to get you through to the end of the week or whenever you do your laundry, then you're set.
I know. When I bought this one yesterday, I said, I just want like five more of this. She's like, that's our last one. I'll order some more.
Oh.
I'm thinking, there's no way I can go back and put on my wrong size bras now.
Right. No, you can't.
So this one's going to have to get a little dirty, I think.
I mean, even if you're just, giving it like a quick hand wash between, it's just good to do. But like a lot of us have our favorite bra, and I buy two or three of them.
Yes.
If you really feel like it's something you're going to wear every day, because, your bras, you only get like a year out of them anyway. So you really want to try to get as much mileage out of them as you can, because I know it is an investment and bras aren't cheap.
No, they're not. I was lucky because this one, she said, was one of the less expensive models. I was getting ready to pay $100, and I would have. That's how comfortable this bra is. But I was like, oh, geez, I don't want to spend $600 on this bra.
Yeah, you don't have to, though, either. There's great bras at, like, the $40, price, $40,
$50 That's what this one was around. You talk about the body shapes, and if there's the apple and there's the pear and there's the rectangle. And if you can, tell us what kind of bras are best for those body types.
Well, it's really all about, in fashion, whether you're talking about clothing or you're talking about undergarments, it's really all about creating balance and proportion. And there's not many women out there that are perfectly proportioned, so you kind of have to work with the shape that you've got. So, for example, if you're more of a pear shape, which means that you're heavier on the bottom and a little smaller on top, obviously creating that balance, you're going to want to, make the top match the bottom, so to speak. So if you're, a pear and you're kind of generally that shape is a little more flat-chested, so you're going to want to have a little more of a push-up bra. And the opposite of the pear is the apple, where you're heavier on the top, you're a little top-heavy and you're, narrower on the bottom. So you want to de-emphasize the top a little. So an apple-shaped woman might opt for, a minimizing type bra. So there's really just, bras that are suited that can really change your shape, just create the illusion of having a more hourglass shape.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm kind of curved. I'm tall. I'm like you. I'm 5'9".
Oh, okay.
And I'm kind of slender but curvy, So
me too,
my daughter always laughs when I say I got junk in the trunk,
Oh, yes. I've got the junk in the trunk too, let me tell you, Lisa.
Oh, I like it, though.
I like it, too. I think, and like I said, if you're a curvy woman, then, you're curvy. And so, I'm a little bit, I'm definitely pretty proportioned with everything, but I'm definitely a little more pear. So, and definitely more so after I have a 7-month-old baby and I was writing the book when I was pregnant. So I was able to actually write from experience as far as, the changes your breasts go through when you're pregnant, which is crazy.
Oh, I know. Oh my gosh. You're like, can I get any bigger?
Oh my gosh. My band size stayed the same, which is interesting, but my cup size changed. So I went up 2 cup sizes in the first trimester.
Wow.
So all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, and then I'm pretty much back down as far as my pre-pregnancy weight, but I'm still a larger cup size than I was before.
Oh.
So it's just all of these changes that you go through. You have to just really be cognizant of, you know, the fact that your breasts are changing along with the rest of your body, and you have to address that with your bra size.
Yeah, you sure do. Now, one thing that I thought was interesting was the swoop and scoop, and tell us about that.
Well, there's a lot of women don't realize that there's actually a method, a proper method to putting on your bra to really maximize, you know, the benefits that you're getting from it. So the most important thing is to bend over a little bit, like you're going to touch your toes, so all of your breast tissue falls forward, and then you start putting the bra on and clasp it in the back, and then you just kind of slip your hand underneath the cup, and all your breast tissue that's to the side, you just swoop it over and scoop it towards the middle. It's kind of hard to – I mean, there's very good detailed drawings in the book.
Yes, the drawings are great.
That explain, you know, exactly what you're talking about, because it's kind of hard to explain. But
I had no idea that you're – I mean, I just, you know, just throw it over my shoulder. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
I didn't know
that
there was
most women don't realize.
But that
and you can actually create more cleavage that way.
Oh, and especially if, you know, let's be honest, like I said, I'm very honest on my show, my breasts aren't as firm as they used to be, and there's a lot more to – there's more scooping and swooping going on.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to get them.
You really want to maximize – yeah, exactly. Like, you, those demi bras that you love are great for, you know, pushing up, and so you want to maximize, you know, what they're doing.
Yeah,
so
I love cleavage. I love cleavage. I mean, I don't
who doesn't?
Huge I know, but I like form-fitting clothes with nice cleavage. I figure if I got curves, I might as well show them off, you know.
You should work it then. That's what I say.
Oh, yeah, I'm working it. But seriously, your book is so informative and fun, and
Thank you so much.
Fabulous. And what a fun job, you know. This must be great. You must love it.
I do. You know, I feel fortunate to be one of those people who can say, you know, I'm doing what I love. And you know, I feel really fortunate for that. It's not a job. It's, you know, it's what I love. So, and it really, it allows me to help people too, which is, you know, as someone who's always been the type of person to give advice, and my, you know, friends would always come to me for advice. It's like now I get to do that in my professional career. So I really enjoy that aspect of it, and all the events that I do with the Q&A and the women coming up to me and asking me questions. And I just really feel fortunate that I'm able to contribute something to their lives in that way.
Oh, definitely. I'm telling you, my husband was laughing last night. He's like, I think of everyone, she's changed her life. And I read hundreds and hundreds of books. I've been doing, you know, I've been a health educator for over 20 years, and I'm like, this will change my life, you know?
Yeah. It's, thank you. Yeah, it feels
really
good. It's rewarding.
It really is. Oh, and I wanted, before we go, I wanted to touch on one thing. I'm a huge lactivist. I'm really big into breastfeeding.
Okay.
And I agree, you know, women need to make their decisions, but I'm just very in favor of it. And,
so funny. I never heard that term before. I love that.
Oh, yeah, I'm a lactivist. I admit it. And I think it's great that you have the whole thing on breastfeeding and maternity bras. There's some really nice maternity bras out there. You just undo the little thing.
Oh, there's great
options. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also that there was that it's a myth, like we were talking about. We talked about this prior to the interview about the breastfeeding actually contributing to a lot of sag. I think that's a lot of women say, oh, I don't want to breastfeed. It'll ruin my breast.
I think the biggest culprit is that rapid weight loss and gain that happens with pregnancy.
Yes. Okay.
Really. That will deflate your breasts so fast, because, you know, your breasts are really a lot of fatty tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and a lot of women, you know, the first place they gain weight is there, and the first place they lose weight is there. So it's just, I think through that, you know, process, the pregnancy process and after, it's just, everything happens so rapidly that it's really affecting volume. And that's what most women complain about, that you know, want to have these mommy makeovers and everything. It's just, give me the volume back that I had before.
Yep. And I don't
so
think
that's
there's
really
anything
difficult.
Wrong if people want to do that. You know,
no, absolutely not.
That
whatever makes you feel good.
Yes. Yeah, I think so, too. Well, I want to thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Thank you so much.
If you have a website, you can tell us.
Yes, it's JeneLuciani.com or TheBraBook.com. And, of course, you can look for the book on Amazon.com or most bookstores, but Amazon.com is a great place, and I think it's discounted there as well.
If people want to reach me, they can go to It'sYourHealthRadio.org. I hope everyone has a great week. Gals, go out there and get measured and get a great bra. Let me tell you, it makes a huge difference. And